So let's review. The Gemara begins with a braisa that identifies the esrog. Taraban pre eitz hadar eitz shatam eitzo upir yeshaba havel im is esrog. The description pre eitz hadar indicates a fruit shatam eitzo upir yeshaba. The taste of its wood and its fruit are the same, and this must be the esrog. The Gemara points out that it cannot be referring to pilpulin, peppercorns, which are also tam eitzo upir yeshaba, because doing the mitzvah with pepper would be impossible. One peppercorn, loy minkara likichasa, taking it would not be noticeable because it's so small. And taking more than one is not what the Torah prescribes. Pri echadam rachmana, v'lishnayim v'shlesha peres. The Brisa continues with Rebbe saying that hadir can be pronounced as hadir, which means a corral. And we compare this fruit to a corral. Madir ze'ad sheboin kitanam adayin gedolim kayamim, hachinami ad sheboin kitanam adayin gedolim kayamim. Just like in the corral, the larger animals are still there when the small ones arrive. The pasuk refers to a fruit in which the large ones are still on the tree when the small ones start to grow. Rashi explains that this refers to crops from different years, because the sregim stay on the tree for several years. The larger fruits in their second year of growth are still there when the small fruits in their first year are just beginning to grow. Rambavo provides another interpretation. Instead of reading it hadar, beautiful, pronounce it hadar, that lives. Shedar b'ilana mishana l'shana, it lives on its tree from year to year, and that must be an esrog tree. As Rashi explained, the esrog grows several years. The Brisa concludes with Benaza, who says instead of pronouncing it as hadar, pronounce it idur, which means water in Greek. The tree that grows from many sources of water is the esrog tree. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. Esrog hagazel v'hayavish pasal. The pasuk says, v'lekachtem lechem b'yemarishin priyetz hadar. A stolen esrog is pasul on the first day of Sukkot because it's not lachem, it's not yours. And on subsequent days it's pasul because of mitzvah b'avera. Yavish is pasul because it's not hadr. Shel asher v'shel anidach is pasul. One from an asher tree or an er anidach is pasul because kivin de l'strefakai kesuse mechta shireha. That which is meant to be burned is halachically considered as if it is burnt. Therefore, the measurement of this esrog is considered pulverized, and it no longer has the required shear. Shall arla pasul, shall truma tamei pasul. An esrog that is arlo, or from truma that is tamei, is pasul, my tama. Why is an esrog of arla pasul? Pchibar Avin says, l'fi she'im ba heter achila. Rashi explains, Rachmana amr lachem, haro lachem b'chol darche hana'asai. Lachem means it should be yours to use in any way that you want. And since the esrog of arla may not be eaten, it's not lachem. Rabasi says, Lafisha in behen din mamun. Rashi explains, She'ina shava pruta, di isuri hanahu, hilka chlav shalachemhu. This esrog has no monetary value since it's forbidden to benefit from it, therefore it's not lachem. The Gemara explains, arla has both disqualifications. It has no heter achila and no din mamun. However, there are other isurim that have only one of them. For example, truma tamea has no heter achila, but does have din mamun because harima sika tachas tavshiloi. It may be used to make a fire. If so, it would seem that according to Rabasi, it should be a kosher esrog. However, the Mishnah clearly states, shal truma tamei pasul. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that all agree that in order to be considered lochem, it must have heter achila. The machlekes is whether it must also have din mamun. For example, Meister Sheini, which according to Rameyer is mamun gevaya, in other words, it does not have a din mamun, but yet has a heter achila as it needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Therefore, according to Reb Chiya bar Avin, an esrog from Meister Sheni is kosher, since all we need is for it to have a heter achila. But according to Rabasi, the esrog is not kosher, since he requires it to also have a din mamun. The Gemara next cites the entire statement of Rabasi that three mitzvahs cannot be done with or do not apply to Meister Sheni, according to Reb Meir, because ain't but din mamun. Esrog, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of arba minim with an esrog of Meister Sheni. Matzah, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah with matzah of Meister Sheni. Challah, one is not obligated in hafreshes challah, separating challah from dough of Meister Sheni. The Gemara explains, regarding esrog, it says, v'lekachtem lechem, it must be yours. Regarding challah, it says, reishis arisay seichem, it must be your dough. Regarding matzah, although it does not say matzaschem, your matzah, but we learn like zereshava of matzah, where it says lechem oini, from challah, where it says, then it must be your matzah. The Mishnah continues. Shall truma tahira lo yitl v'mnatl kasha. An esrog of truma that is tahir should not be used, but if it was used, it is valid. The Gemara explains that it is kosher because it meets both criteria. Hare yeshba heter achila. Hare yeshba din mamen. However, like achila, it should not be used because of one of the following reasons. Remnei shemachshira. He makes it susceptible to be mekabel tumah, to possibly becoming tame. Rashi explains that the lulav was kept in water to keep it fresh. And when he takes the estric, it becomes wet from the lulav. Remnei shemafsida. The constant handling sometimes causes it to become discolored and people will not want to eat it. Truma must be guarded to remain edible and we may not ruin it, make it tame or inedible. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah. Shal demai b'shamei paislin u'b'sil machshirin. The Gemara explains, generally demai may not be eaten, and as mentioned earlier, all agree that the esrog must have heter achila to be considered lechem. However, Beis Hillel hold that it is kosher because machilin es ha'aniyim demai ves achsanoi demai. The Chachamim allowed poor people and traveling soldiers to eat demai, and di'i bayi mafkilu l'nichsev ha'va'ani v'chazulei. If he were to declare all his possessions ownerless, thereby becoming a pauper, demai would be permitted for him. Therefore, even though he did not do this, but since he can do this, the esrog potentially has heter achila and is considered lechem and therefore kosher. However, b'shamei hold it is possible because ein machil nesanim v'chsanoim demai. There is no dispensation for poor people or traveling soldiers. Demai is forbidden to all. Therefore, demai has no heter achila, is not lechem, and therefore possible. An esrog of ma'aser sheni in Jerusalem should not be used, but if it was used, it's kosher. The reasons are the same as for truma tameya. The reasons are the same as for truma tahira. However, the Gemara points out, Hamani Rabbanhi. The Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanan who hold ma'aser sheni mamon hejit. It belongs to the person, therefore it's kosher. However, according to a mayor who holds ma'aser sheni mamon gevaya, it does not belong to the person, it is possible. This is actually the statement of Rabasi on Amat Aleph. On Rabasi, Esrik Shomai Sersheni, L'Divre Meir, Ein Adam Yetzi Ba Yidei Chavasa V'Yamtiv, L'Divre Chacham, Adam Yetzi Ba Yidei Chavasa V'Yamtiv. The Gemara now discusses the physical blemishes mentioned in the Mishnah. Also Chazazis Al Rubai Pasal. Also Chazazis Al Miutai Kasher. If there were boils on the majority of the Esrik, it is Pasal. If the boils are on the minority of the Esrik, it is Kosher. The Gemara qualifies the last halacha. If the chazazis were on the minority of the asterisk, it is kosher only if the boils were in one area. But if they were spread out in several places, it's like a spotted asterisk and possible. If the boil was on the nose of the asterisk, even if it was very small, it is possible because it is immediately noticeable. Not la pitmasei possible, not the uktzei kosher. If the pitum was removed, it is invalid. If the stem was removed, it is kosher. Regarding the top of the esrog, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar taught a braisa that read, not lo buchnasa, its pestle was removed. Rashi says this refers to the stem of the pitum that is shaped like a pestle. As the Mefarshim explained, if only the sheshanta, the bud, was removed, it is kosher. If the dad, the stem of the bud, was also removed, it is pasul. However, the stem at the bottom of the esrog, even if completely removed, it is kosher. Nikolav Pasal, a peeled esrog is pasal. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah is speaking of b'mektsasa, where it is partially peeled, in several places. And as Rashi says, pasal de menumahu. It's pasal because it appears spotted. However, Amar Rava hai esroga de iglid, kahina sumka ksheira. If it was completely peeled, bekula, it is kosher, even if it became discolored, and is like a red date.